Attributes of Successful Designers. If you are reading this blog or listening to this blog, you're perhaps a designer or a creative. Whether you are a beginner, advanced, or expert, this hopefully will remind you how you can find your path again. Success for you has a different meaning, but success overall means the accomplishment of a goal or a purpose. Nonetheless, these are the attributes of successful designers, and I hope that you can apply them so you can have wins in your life. So let's go down the list. Number one, powerful communication. Number two, create and sell value. Number three, confident in your worth. Number four, actually are skilled and talented. Number five, storytelling ability. Number six, self-management. And number seven, software knowledge. Number one, powerful communication. Talent and skills are really good to have when it comes to delivering your services, because you want to deliver what you can design, right? However, sometimes having great communication can help you beat the competition. As I speak from experience, my turnaround time in communication beat others, even though there are designers who are way more talented than me. Because talking deals and businesses like a human will help with their decision to keep working with you, as there is a connection. We all started somewhere. Number two, create and sell value. When creating content, remember you're not just trying to share tips and tricks, you're trying to create value. And the best way to do that is by sharing what you know and showing your authority in that space, even for free, such as the PDF guides, tutorials, and more. That's why I write blogs like this one, so that people will know the value I can bring them. More importantly, interesting people by showing them that I know and study my craft. Number three, confident in your worth. You are worth more than you can ever imagine, and you have a lot to give. When you believe in your skills, talents, and worth, others start to treat you differently. This includes drawing boundaries and having standards, such as saying no or dropping your client because you'll not tolerate such behaviors. It may be true that when you first start out, you'll get gigs that pay you less for more work. But you need a portfolio, and that's valuable in itself. They get designs and you get experience. Later down the road, you can start changing more, charging more, and attract different clients who respect your worth. I believe you are what you attract. You are a beautiful, amazing person who deserves love and kindness from everyone around them. You deserve to be treated with respect, and that's not something that's easy for everyone. It takes time and practice, but if you keep at it, eventually you will see results and you get your dream clients. Number four, actually are skilled and talented. I believe in a lot of people, and some say too much. As I've been in this creative industry, I've crossed paths with many people who are a jack of all trades. It can be confusing who their identity is and what they're all really about. So when it comes to being actually skilled and talented in this industry, it matters to know what your main craft is. Anyone who's ever been successful has mastered one main thing and added other skills and talents later. So actually know the line of work. Number five, storytelling ability. This skill can take years to develop, but it's one that can be learned and practiced. In a career in design, photography, or video production, you need to have an imagination and vision for what you want your work to look like. That will help you create something that people will want to relate to and more likely be invested in you. Number six, self-management. You've heard of the time management, but what is self-management? As I teach productivity, I've learned you can't really manage time, but you can manage yourself. Self-management is about being aware of your own habits, routines, and priorities. This is a must-have ability to manage your projects and your business so you can deliver your services to those who entrust you with their design. It's about making sure that every day is spent on things that matter most to you and your business, then choosing best how to spend your time in order to get those things done. In other words, self-management isn't about being perfect or always getting it right. It's about delivering your promise on your services and keeping your sanity in the chaos. Number seven, software knowledge. While I can sit here and explain all the motivational mindset and self-improvement you need, the logical part is that you need to know how to use design softwares. That includes Photoshop, Illustrator, InDesign, and more. You don't have to learn all of these, it just depends on what your niche is and what software works for you. At the end of the day, your clients just want results. So actually having skills and talents combined with self-management and software knowledge is going to help you succeed in being the designer you want to be. Overall, you are reading this because you are creative and you want to succeed in some way. With this passionate interest you have, I hope that this helped you get to the next level. All right, beauties, that is all I have for you. Until next time, and don't forget my free resources at lensesbeauty.pictures/resources. It's the realest.